let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Fast-paced, melodramatic thriller Ordainment Betrayal tells the thrilling tale of a former intelligence agent's dangerous quest to stop an Albanian human trafficking operation in collusion with the Roman Catholic Church. Rich in intrigue, suspense, and danger, Ordainment Betrayal by acclaimed writer-author Dennis Keyless won the 2017 Book Excellence Award for Action Category. Dennis earned a bachelor's degree in criminal justice and a master's of business administration, an accomplished corporate protective professional, a U.S. Armed Forces veteran. Dennis is in charge of protecting $20 billion in assets in one of the globe's largest international corporations. He has over 30 years of experience in the protection business, 6 security certifications from premier organizations in the industry. Dennis graduated as a private investigator at the Antilles Detective Academy. The author of Ordainment Betrayal, Dennis Keyless, joining us on This Week in America. Dennis, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Rick. I'm pleased to be here with you.
This is an excellent book, more of Jack Steele, and we'll talk about Jack as we get into the program, the third in the series where we've been enjoying the antics of Jack Steele. But let's talk about the topic here, because this is really important. And one, I understand you went to a human trafficking workshop in Illinois at Illinois University. This really changed your perspective on things, didn't it?
It did, Rick. As a matter of fact, I didn't know how much interest was out there by the public and how much little information was out there to feel the satisfaction. And when I started talking to people that attended the symposium from the FBI, local municipality services programs, and the audience, I definitely noticed that this is something important that should be shared with the public.
You know, there's so much information out there, and sometimes we feel like, no, this can't be accurate. This is such a horrendous act. Is what we're hearing in the public, is this an accurate portrayal of human trafficking? Is it as bad as we hear about?
Rick, it's worse, unfortunately. There's a lot of situations happening out there today that we never know about it because they're kept silence, one. And second, there are too many to be picked up by the media. Very unfortunate. It's real bad out there.
The book is a story of it, and I gave you the brief explanation with a synopsis we will go through. It's Ordainment Betrayal by Dennis Keyless. The book's available wherever books are sold. Dennis's website is denniskeylessauthor.com, and that's Q-U-I-L-E-S. You can only find directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the process when you were motivated by this idea to do some research and to present it in the Jack Steele series. Is this based on true incidents? How much of this is true? How much of this is fiction to drive the point home?
Rick, that is an excellent idea and a great question. Just wanted to let you know that as I was doing research for this book, after I was inspired by this symposium, I noticed that there was a lot of cases going 20 years back that are very similar to the information that I share in my book, Ordainment Betrayal. So if you really pay attention to what's between the lines, there's a lot of information out there that actually match with some of the real stories that have happened, not only in Illinois, but around the nation.
What type of research did you do for this book? It sounds like this was painstaking research where you really wanted to get the facts accurate as you're portraying them in the novel.
Definitely. It took a lot of hours. Days doing research. I wanted to make sure that I put a really good plot and what I call real fiction or believable fiction. So when you read this, you can not only connect with the characters, but at the same time understand what's going on out there today and something that can feel that is real, that could be happening next door.
You know, and that's where the real talent of writing this comes in, because you're entertaining us in the sense this is a very exciting, it's a thrilling, there's suspense, there are all the elements there. At the same time, this message continues all the way through, and as we're reading, we're thinking, wow, does this really happen? This is even worse than I thought. So what was the challenge in blending that, making a good story, but at the same point, holding our interest and telling us about the problem of human trafficking?
Well, I wanted to make sure that I could develop a story that was entertaining, that thriller readers will be able to connect and to feel what some of these characters were going through, and at the same time exposing these evil empire out there that have been corrupting our nation. So I just want to make sure that I put something that was entertaining, but at the same time that I was able to share this information with the public.
Let's talk about the character Jack Steele. This is the third novel that Dennis has written. The first, The Surface Beneath, that was the debut novel with Jack Steele. The second, Games of the Mind. Third one being the book we're talking about specifically on the program today, Ordainment Betrayal. Dennis Keyless, our guest on the program. Talk about Jack Steele. I love this character. There are so many qualities. You get hooked up in this guy's persona, and you're rooting for him. You're following him. You really, really are impressed with him. Talk about the development of this character. Was this based on anybody you knew or just sort of a composite of people?
I believe that Jack Steele is defined by his values. He is an all-American hero, been in the service, done the best he could to do his duty, got out, and was engaged in this private investigation. If I would job, and all of a sudden he started finding all these cases and start getting deep involved, and that kind of is a combination between what he learned in the service as a naval intelligence officer and what he learned in the on the streets as he grew up as a young boy, and so he mixed the academia from he got from the military and all this training and expertise with the street smarts, and that what made him unique.
No, you capture our attention right off the bat in Ordainment Betrayal. Dennis Keyless, the author, our guest on the program. Jack is proposing to his girlfriend, and talk about that beginning, because it's not, sometimes you have to go a couple chapters into a book before you finally find that hook and you've got us. This got us right off the bat. Talk about the opening of the book, because it really does capture our attention.
Yes, definitely, Rick. That's a good start. His girlfriend just came back from China. She was helping out a major or corporation that was hacked by the locals, and they just got together. They haven't been together in a while, and she just wanted to taste the good American food after being eating a lot of steamed fish and vegetables. And now they're in this restaurant downtown Chicago, and Jack Steele, a true American hero, couldn't find the words to say, "Will you marry me?" I mean, that's as you read through the book, you can feel the stress that he was going through.
Yes.
Until he popped the question, and then after that, when she extended the hand to get that ring, that's a moment that he really treasured, and bound them together, and if you continue reading throughout the book, from that moment on, he refers to her as his wife, although they never got the chance to get married, but he refers to her as his wife. So it's kind of the way it starts, and then something tragic happened. I don't want to, you know, kind of talk about what happened in the book, but something tragic happened that changed Jack Steele completely, and that is the catalyst that start all this motion and all this action after that, all the way to the end of the book.
You do such an excellent job of developing these characters, making them come to life. You mentioned the agony that Jack is going through as he's sitting there. You almost want to reach across the room and wipe the sweat from his brow as he's trying to get the words together to propose to her. But they come together. Talking about the character development, you've got the good people that are good people. You got the bad people that are really evil people. Talk about developing those. You start with an outline ahead of time describing these before you get into writing, or do these people sort of evolve as you're writing the story?
Rick, that is an excellent question, and I have given thought to how I wanted to develop these characters. And believe me, when I write an outline to follow, it doesn't work. These characters take life on their own. you start writing about them, you start describing them, you start making them interact with other characters in the book, and they just develop themselves. You know, sometimes I wish I can say this is the end of the book, this is the expectation. It never happens. The book is alive, and you follow these characters all the way through the end of their lives or the end of their characters. But I tell you, they develop their own. They are developed on their own. I just can't try to make them and follow my thoughts and theories and make them fit.
You know, it's interesting because as a reader, we feel like we know them. They have lives of their own. It's interesting as the creator, the author, they sort of run away and do what they want to you in your mind, don't they? You have you go through the same sensations that, wait a minute, I can't help myself. Jack is doing this and he's leading me in this direction. What a great book. Ordainment Betrayal by Dennis Keyless, our guest on the program. His website is denniskeylessauthor.com. That's Q-U-I-L-E-S. Links available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned the elements of the book involved in human trafficking. Talk about this Albanian mob in the doing business around Lake Michigan in Chicago, known as the Outfit. Talk about how you developed this, and is this based on any real life organization similar to this?
Yes, Rick, you are right. As I was researching all over the web and talking to federal organizations that actually have to deal with this type of elements and criminal organizations, I came to terms that what I write in this book is pretty much what's happening out there. I started with in New York, there's a huge Albanian organization that it has a very strong criminal background. But in Europe, they are very strong, so strong that they have kind of gotten the name of the number one human traffickers around the world, not only in the United States. So when they come to the United States, this is what they know. This is the connections they get to, and they continue their criminal empire throughout the states. But they in my book, they have a really strong organization in Chicago called the Outfit, and those are the one managing prostitution, human trafficking, extortion, and laundering money. So that's how this organization get their power and influence in the city with the smaller criminal organizations and sitting on the table as the number one, especially in this book here in Chicago.
It's fascinating as you read the story and you think, I wonder if this is close to a real life situation, and we just got that answer. Ordainment Betrayal by Dennis Keyless, our guest on the program, runs up against the Catholic Church and a rogue priest, a deranged pedophile priest. Talk a little bit without giving a lot away, but briefly, the priest, his role in the church trying to protect him to an extent.
Yes. Is fortunate for the priest, Bartolome di Amantini. He has a relative in a higher position in the Vatican, so he's being protected. Every time something flourish about his conduct, about his dealings, he's transferred to another parish somewhere in the United States or somewhere around the world. So he's been protected that way by his relative in the Vatican City until now, in which he got himself so deep into the corruption, he thinks that he's doing God's work by first buying these children from the Outfit in Chicago, and then he turned them into little angels, as he put it, before they get corrupted and become criminals. And he got this way back in the day when he was a young monk in Italy. A kid was run over by a motorcyclist, and the motorcyclist didn't care. He just continued driving, like that the kid didn't matter. So he took him to the hospital somehow, and he was told by the doctors, hey, he's not going to leave. You know, he's just have, you know, minutes to leave, and maybe he'll stretch it a couple of hours. So the priest felt that pain and felt that it was his duty to stop the suffering on the child, and he kind of, you know, ended his life there in that room, and that is when he believed that it was his doing and his goal in life and his duty from God to kill the children, not to let them become sinners as the guy who ran over the kid in the first place. So that's how he find his goal in life, and he's having a lot of struggles going through this process, but he's doing it because he has the conviction that he's doing this for God.
We've got just a couple minutes in the program. We're talking with Dennis Keelis, author of the book Ordainment Betrayal, more of the Jack Steele mystique that we've come to know and love. And when someone reads this, you get caught up in it. One review said, story moving at relatively breakneck speed. You've got twists, you've got turns, and you're thinking, boy, this is a great story. And then you're stopping to think, maybe this could be true. This is really frightening, and we just got some insight into that. What do you hope people take away from this? Besides being entertained with a really excellent story, when it's over with and we close the book for the last time, what do you hope we take away?
Rick, I hope that when people read about this plot, about this story, that they understand that human trafficking is a real thing that is happening today in our cities, and that if one have suspicion or something happening like this, they have the chance to go to the authorities and report it. It might be nothing, but it could be the very same thing that happened to Jack Steele, stumbling into a major human trafficking plot, which he ended really quick. So that's my story there. That's my goal, that people will be able to understand that they have the authority and they have the responsibility to report something if they see something like this happening.
So you're entertained at the same time, informed, and hopefully challenged when you finish reading the book, Ordainment Betrayal. What's next for you and for Jack Steele? What are you working on now?
Well, I'm working in a couple of stories, but I have two more stories about Jack Steele. He's been recalled to duty as a naval intelligence officer to catch a terrorist that he put in jail way back when he started his career in the Navy, and that terrorist has escaped, and now he is after U.S. interests around the world, and nobody knows him better than Jack Steele. So he's called back to put an end to this madman. So that's one of the stories I'm going through now, and there's another one about a kidnapping of a major contributor, philanthropist, and businessman in the United States, and Jack Steele is called to solve the case as well. So we're working with this Jack Steele story. Besides that, I'm working with another one. It's a real story about a person still alive today. He has cheated life 7 times. So it's very interesting. A humble individual who have told me his story, and I'm really impressed. And I'm working with that one as well.
I can't wait for all 3 of those. We're going to finish here shortly. Go to work, go back in, finish up these stories, and then we'll talk about them. I'm looking forward to all of them. And the debut novel from Dennis Keelis, our guest in the program, The Surface Beneath, Jack Steele involved in that, Jack Steele back in Games of the Mind, and Jack Steele back in all his glory in Ordainment Betrayal. Dennis Keelis, our guest on the program. His website is Dennis Keelis. That's Q-U-I-L-E-S, author.com. Books at Amazon, books wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly to Dennis's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dennis, a pleasure having you on the program. Excellent job with the book, entertaining, informing, and challenging all of us, as I say. And we look forward to having you back on the program to talk about more of the books you're working on. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick, to you and for Brandy Nemo to make this interview possible.
It is our pleasure. Loved having you on the program. The book is Ordainment Betrayal. Dennis Keelis, our guest on the program, the author. The book's available wherever books are sold. You find it at Amazon and a link at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.